How safe is your Uber ride? That question has dogged the company for years, as complaints have piled up from passengers and drivers alleging they were sexually assaulted inside an Uber. Now Uber is revealing the scale of these complaints for the first time. A new report tallies the number of sexual assaults, deaths, and fatal crashes that happened during Uber rides in the U.S. in 2017 and 2018. NPR's tech correspondent Shannon Bond has more.
The numbers and the details are disturbing. In 2 years, Uber received 5,981 reports of serious sexual assault in the U.S. They range from allegations of unwanted touching and kissing to rape. The report covers rides in the U.S. only in 2017 and 2018. As shocking as the numbers are, the incidents make up far less than 1% of the 2.3 billion rides people in the U.S. took on Uber in those 2 years.
At the scale that Uber operates, we're going to see both the good and the bad that happens in society because we're operating so many trips every single day.
Tony West is Uber's chief legal officer. He says Uber is so big, the problems it's facing are not unique to Uber.
And one of the unfortunate but sad truths is that sexual assault, sexual violence is far more prevalent in American society than a lot of people recognize.
The report is a window into a long-standing problem for ride-hailing companies, from Uber and Lyft in the U.S. to Didi in China and Ola in India. And we should note, Uber is among NPR's financial sponsors. These apps have made it really easy to get around cities, but they've also come under intense scrutiny for how they screen their drivers, handle complaints of harm, and remove offenders from their platforms. Uber's data shows that both passengers and drivers are at risk. In fact, passengers were accused of sexual assault in nearly half the claims. The report doesn't present a complete picture. It doesn't count other types of sexual misconduct, like masturbation, asking for sex, or verbal threats of assault. However, in the 2 years the report covers, the rate of incidents per ride went down in every category. Tony West says that's encouraging.
So I feel comfortable that Uber is a very safe mode of transportation. I think the data in this report actually indicates that as well.
The report also covers deaths involving Uber rides. During those 2 years, 19 people were killed in physical assaults in connection with an Uber ride, and 107 people died in crashes involving Uber cars. By comparison, 74,000 people in total died on U.S. roads in the same period, according to federal data. With scrutiny of its safety record intensifying, Uber has rolled out new features to prevent problems and make it easier to report them. There's now a panic button in its app that passengers and drivers can use to call 911. And Uber's testing out additional safety measures, such as audio or video recording rides. And the company wants to share the names of drivers it has banned for serious safety violations with other companies. That could help prevent a driver accused of groping, for example, from simply switching over to driving for Lyft. Cindy Southworth of the National Network to End Domestic Violence has been advising Uber about safety since 2015. She says sharing names of banned drivers will help address a big concern for victims.
I think what most survivors want is this not to happen to someone else. If somebody comes forward and tells their story and it's determined that the rider or driver is not safe to be part of the Uber platform, then they can be removed.
But sharing those names could violate drivers' privacy and raise questions of fairness. Uber will have to weigh that against its pledge to become safer. Shannon Bond, NPR News, Washington.